This is VOA News by Ryan Roberts. 6 days until Election Day 2020 in the United States, Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up official support to win a four-year term in the White House. As the coronavirus makes a deadly comeback across nearly the entire U.S., President Trump blames the news media for trying to incite fear. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cases are rising in every state except Hawaii. 34 states are seeing more deaths. The president still insists the country's rounding the corner, but says you wouldn't know that from watching the news.
COVID.
In Florida.
COVID, he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Former President Obama mocking his successor, whose administration, he says, screwed up the pandemic response. The president insists a week from today, right after the election, the media will say the pandemic is all better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Polls show Biden ahead of Mr. Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. Wednesday, Turkey vowed to take, quote, legal and diplomatic actions over a cartoon in the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo mocking Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish presidency said in a statement, quote, we assure our people that necessary legal and diplomatic actions will be taken against this cartoon, end quote. Minutes later, the Ankara prosecutor's office launched an investigation into the publication. The front page caricature of Wednesday's edition sparked fury in Turkey, a mostly Muslim country with increasingly tense relations with France. This is VOA News. Malaysia's foreign ministry said it had summoned France's Charges d'Affaires in Kuala Lumpur Wednesday to express concern over alleged hate speech and defamation of Islam. The Southeast Asian nation was among several Muslim-majority countries that have denounced remarks by French officials, including President Emmanuel Macron, defending the display of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a French school classroom. The caricatures are seen as blasphemous by Muslims. Nigeria's Lagos state government asked the army to intervene to restore order amid anti-police brutality protests. The military said soldiers did not shoot civilians, an assertion an Amnesty International investigation disputed Wednesday. Nigeria has been on edge following one of the biggest social upheavals in 20 years. Demonstrations across the country turned violent October 20th when witnesses in Lagos say the military opened fire on peaceful protesters shortly after local authorities imposed a 24-hour curfew, drawing international condemnation. The World Health Organization says countries globally reported more than 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases last week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen said Wednesday, Brussels has set aside 100 million euros for quicker tests for coronavirus as Europe faces a second wave of the epidemic. The president of the European Commission said, quote, rapid antigen tests are now coming to the market. This can play a significant role, but we still propose an EU approach to approval, end quote. Peru reported its first case of diphtheria after 20 years, following warnings by international health organizations that the coronavirus pandemic would hamper routine vaccination programs, particularly for children. The Andean nation's public health vice minister reported Tuesday night a 5-year-old girl living in the capital, Lima, had been diagnosed with the infectious respiratory disease. He said the government had issued a national epidemiological alert to detect other potential cases, bolster vaccinations, and curb any potential wider outbreak. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.